Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carvin with your news briefing. The Prime Minister says Australians will be distressed to learn of the latest sentence discount for one of the Bali bombers. Umar Pateek helped make the bombs in 2002 that killed 88 Australians. He'll be out on parole within days. Anthony Albanese says it's unacceptable.
His actions were the actions of a terrorist. They did have such dreadful results for Australian families that are ongoing, the trauma which is there.
Caught today for a 28-year-old woman charged over the murder of a man in our northern suburbs. The woman was initially charged with manslaughter after a 34-year-old man was found dead in an Alkimos home. She's now had the charges upgraded to murder. Police say the pair did know each other. An electric vehicles summit is underway in Canberra today as Australia continues to push for a greener future. Energy Minister Chris Bowen says it's time to move forward and increase our access down under.
Serious action on climate change does involve serious action on transport emissions. And as we all know, we're experiencing significant cost of living challenges. And giving Australians better options, more access to cars which will never oblige them to lift a nozzle at a petrol station ever again is very good policy as well.
And an episode of the Aussie kids show Bluey will now air in the US after it was originally banned. Didn't make the cut on Disney Plus because of a scene where Bluey's dad farts in front of his daughter. The streaming giant deemed it as inappropriate. It will now go to air. In sport, the most successful coach in the modern era will take the helm at North Melbourne. Alistair Clarkson returns to the club he played for on a five-year deal, turning down a last-minute offer at Essendon. While the Eagles fly out this morning for the toughest road trip in football, they take on Geelong in Geelong. Defender Liam Duggan admits it will be a challenge.
Hasn't been a happy hunting ground for me either, but it's we can't hold any fear going into this week, but it's certainly, we've accumulated some points there over our time.